Good evening. Welcome to the Pacifica Foundation National Board meeting for March 13th, 2014. This is a continuation meeting from our last meeting on March 6th. And I will call in. I'm sorry? People should mute themselves, #1, if you're not talking. And I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll. Serene?
Okay, thanks. Good night, everyone. Brian Edwards Seeger.
Brian's here.
Oh, thank you. Jose Luis Fuentes.
Present.
You, Janet Coburn.
Present.
Rodrigo Agueta. #1, Rodrigo, I just heard you. Welcome back. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Thank you, Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Lauren Reyes.
Here.
From KPFT, Adriana Castanas.
Here.
Thank you, Hank Lamb.
Yes.
And George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Uzzell.
Here.
You, WBAI, Carolyn Burden. Janet Coleman.
Here.
Manajay Sabah. From WPFW, Jim Brown.
Yep.
You, Benito Diaz.
Present.
And Lizette King. Tony Norman.
Present.
You, affiliates, Heather Gray.
Here.
And Janice Lane, Yord has asked for an excused absence. Madam Chair, Margie Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Thank you. And Serene Roberts, WBAI, is here also.
What about Rodrigo? We have four.
Rodrigo, did you come? Are you there?
Okay.
Lizette, did you come on?
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm over here. See Rodrigo.
Okay.
Okay, good. Thank you. We have four.
Thank you. So those of you who are participating in this call and people who are listening on the stream will be happy to know that we have an agenda which was approved last week. We will not be having agenda approval tonight at all. The first item before us is a motion presented by Director Kim Kaufman. Kim, would you like to read your motion and motivate it, please?
Let me pull it up. There's a little typo in it. Oh, God. Sorry. So, where is it?
I have it in front of me. I could read it if you like.
Yes, please. I have the wrong agenda here.
Okay, no worries. An HR employment attorney must be available to provide legal counsel to the board during any employment or personnel discussions. First, let me ask if there's a second for this motion.
Second.
Oh, is that Janet Coburn?
Yeah.
I mean,
Coleman.
Janet Coleman. Yes, thank you. Okay.
This is Lydia.
All right.
Are you taking
hold on a second, Lydia. I'm going to give Kim. Oh, I'm sorry. I need a timer. Who's going to time it? Everybody gets 90 seconds, no exceptions. Do I have a volunteer timer?
I'll time Jose Luis.
Thank you, Jose Luis. Okay. So go ahead, Janet. Kim, and motivate your motion, please.
Well, I just think it's critical for the PNB to get competent legal and professional personnel advice when considering actions that might result in significant liability for Pacifica, and to make sure that that doesn't happen. And I think that this board should insist on getting such counsel. I think that whatever expenses incurred now will save us much more later. I think historically that has proven to be true, where in the last year or so this has been implemented and our legal bills have significantly decreased. So that's why I'm putting this forth.
Okay, thank you.
This is Lydia to the SAC.
Lydia?
Okay. Yes, I would like to refer this both to the Personnel Committee and to the Finance Committee. I think personnel needs to more specifically define which personnel matters.
Why is this personnel?
Hold on, please. You're not recognized. Lydia has the floor. Please go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, I mean, in principle, I don't object to it. I think it's very sound advice. But, you know, we have most of our meetings are related to personnel when we go into executive sessions. So you're talking about a year's worth of attorneys present. And so there's a finance component to that. But in addition to that, it's just further defining which personnel matters and in what instance. In the last phase of, you know, a hire or fire, the first phase all the way through, there's so many variables. I've been here through when we had HR hired as part of our staff and when we haven't. So I do think it's very valuable, but I do think this particular motion is too vague and it needs to be worked on by both personnel and finance. So that's my...
This is Brian. I'll second the motion to commit.
Excuse me. Hold on a second. I heard Brian and then Lizette. Brian?
I was just seconding the motion to refer to committee.
Okay. Let me ask, I believe that a motion to refer is debatable. Is that correct? Can one of the...
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
But you can only debate... You don't debate the merits of the motion. You just debate whether or not it's a good idea to send to committee.
Right. Okay. So I'd admonish people that you have to keep your remarks to whether or not referring it to the committee, to committees, in this case, it is a good idea or a bad idea, not the merits of the motion itself. Okay. And then I think I heard Lucette. Is that
not the merits?
Not the merits.
Wait a minute. Can you please explain what's the difference between what you're proposing and...
Well, what I'm saying is this is not a time to advocate for the motion.
Why not?
Because we're not...
Point of order.
No. Don't...
We're having...
Hold on, Janet. Let me respond. Thank you.
Huh?
Let me respond.
Okay.
Thank you. Don't interrupt me. Okay? Thank you. What we are discussing is a motion to refer. If you think it's a good idea to refer, you tell us why. If you think it's a bad idea to refer, you tell us why not. I recognize that it's a little shady there, but you're not.
So there is such a thing. What is this word again? This phrase?
Refer.
A motion to refer, and that means we're referring a piece of business to some committee. Is that
that's
the idea?
Right.
A motion to refer.
That's right.
And that's what that means.
That's right.
So that will take X,
Janet.
Y, a very long time.
Janet.
Okay.
Janet.
Okay. I got it.
Do you wish to be recognized to speak?
Oh, to speak for or against it? Yes.
I'll put you on the list.
Okay.
I thought I heard Lucette. Did I hear Lucette?
Yes, you did. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Let me see who else wants to be on the list to speak on this motion.
Hi, Carolyn. I'm a call here. I don't want to be on the list. I'm just on the call.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Kim, for sure.
Kim.
Lauren's on the list, please.
Okay. All right.
Janet K.
Okay, let's go with that. 90 seconds, please, Jose Luis, on each of these. Lucette, go ahead.
Thank you. I really don't see the need for sending this thing to a committee. And while it's going to committee, we're going to be dealing with personnel matters anyway. And I didn't quite realize that we were dealing with personnel matters without an attorney. This is my second stint on the PNB, and when I was there last time, every time we always had an attorney, and so whenever there were personnel matters, they were dealt with. And what's going to happen when we get to the point, we'll try to decide on the board again whether the matter we're dealing with complies with that of the committee. It's a waste of time.
Thank you. Janet Coleman.
Well, I think it's even worse than a waste of time. I think it's putting away to sleep or to jail a very important question, which is whether or not we are going to have HR representation to participate in these very important matters of personnel and contracts, the confidential areas and the public areas. We have nobody really who is a professional expert in this field, and we certainly have learned from having audiences with different HR attorneys that the law is different every step of earth you walk, and you need someone who's a specialist. And I'm sorry for although our board happens to have several actual lawyers, I don't think they're specialists in the field of HR, and I think that we... I think we must address Kim's motion to sum up tonight, not to a committee.
Thank you. Kim?
This is clearly a tactic to just delay it and not...
Point of order.
Call the member to order, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. You're out
of order. You can't attack the motives of someone else in debate.
That's right. All you can do is speak to the issue of whether we should refer or not.
Well, no.
Excuse me, you cannot attack the motives of another member.
Can I ask a question?
Hold on a second. I heard a voice before you, and I didn't recognize it. Who is that?
Tony for the stat.
Okay, I'll put you on the stack, Tony. What is your question, Lucette?
What do we mean by attack?
You attack the motives. In other words, Kim was talking about why someone made this motion. You don't get to do that. That's not part of... Robert's Rules of Order debate. You speak to the merits of the case. So go ahead, Kim.
Okay. Without implying motive, it will, in fact, delay getting an HR attorney for weeks, if not months. And many decisions have been made and are being made, and it is imperative that we get counsel now rather than later.
Lawrence. Lawrence?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was on mute. So essentially what I want to say is that I voted for this motion to be on the agenda, but I see the soundness of referring it to committee, so I will support it.
Thank you. Janet Coburn.
Yes, to me the original motion is straightforward, and so by referring that motion... Well, another thing is that the committees are not yet in place. And so we're already dealing with personnel issues and referring to a non-active committee yet, or it's kind of unclear what the situation is with the committees, would delay things who knows how long, and so I think that this motion to refer to a committee or committees is I'll vote against it.
Thank you.
Another point of information.
Yes, what is your question, Lisa?
The question is, would we delay discussions on personnel matters until a personnel committee has decided?
That's not a question I can answer.
Point of order?
What is your point of order?
The motion says that this will be referred to either the personnel or some other committee. It doesn't even specify which of the currently unnamed committees. In other words, this will be sending this to a mystery committee that doesn't exist.
This is not a point of order.
That's not a point of order. That's argument.
Well, the point of order is that
Janet,
you don't distinguish
Janet.
Between which committee you know.
Lydia made a motion that this
either
matter
or
be referred
it's
to
specified.
The personnel committee and the finance committee, two committees dealing with money and with personnel issues. All right, Tony, you have the floor.
Yes, I think that, yes, it should be referred to committee. I mean, there have been some misinformation put out here. We didn't, every time last year we discussed personnel matter, we did not have an attorney present. That is not true. We can always get attorney's advice later or even before the meeting, but I think it's an onerous provision that you have to have an attorney present every time you discuss a personnel matter. It's going to be a very stifling motion if you try to pass something like that, and it's just unrealistic. You cannot have an attorney on the call every time you want to discuss a personnel matter. It's just unrealistic. It needs to be referred to come back and to analyze the cost of that. We don't even know what the bill is going to be from our in-person meeting in terms of attorney. So we do need to analyze the impact and the cost of it. So I think it should be referred to the committee.
Thank you. Thank
George for the stack.
I think that's it, George. You're the next person up. Go ahead.
Yeah. We already have, as at least two people have mentioned, issues which require an HR attorney where decisions have already been made, and we are doing them in the absence of advice from an HR attorney. So the issue of pressing time is there. We need it now, not some months from now when it may come back from personnel. It is, however, a little bit vague. So if what your intention is to see to it that we actually get the representation we need in a timely manner, I would suggest that we vote down the motion to commit and we amend it to be more specific as to just under what conditions we would want to have an HR lawyer there. So I'm... I'm speaking it, and I'll introduce an amendment should we not get it.
Okay. You broke up a little bit, George, so I didn't exactly catch your last words, but I think you're saying that...
I was just repeating myself, really.
Okay, thank you. All right, Hank.
Well, you know, the only things that we've done so far in any way regarding personnel is undo some people that did not have legal representation involved in writing a contract. We undid that contract. You have since spoken with...
we're in public session, folks.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you.
Okay, excuse me.
Thank you.
At any rate, in the director's report, that's a matter of public record already.
No, it isn't.
Actually it is. It was spoken about in public in D.C. But...
Okay.
Right in the hallways outside our meeting. At any rate,
be careful what you say, okay?
Yeah, I am, but I'm not overboard yet. At any rate, the chair has spoken with both our corporate attorney and the HR people, and so far we are on solid ground with what we've done.
Okay, hold on.
Point of information.
No.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. This discussion belongs in closed session. Does not belong here. What is your point of order?
I dispute what Hank says.
That's fine.
About
that's not a point of order.
That's not a point of order. A point of order is that you think that something's going wrong parliamentarily. You dispute it.
Exactly.
That's a different
question.
Exactly. Okay, well, I'm sorry. Okay.
He could make an opinion, and I couldn't. I don't think so.
Well, let's talk about it in closed session. Now, let me ask let me see if we're ready to come to a vote on this.
Richard to the stack.
Yes, Richard. Go ahead.
In addition to fair play to whoever it is, our personnel people, our people that are being considered for personnel, the main reason to have that attorney present is to keep us from stumbling unknowingly into expensive lawsuits and things like that. And I don't think that, I guess I would ask the board, are we prepared to pay a whole lot of extra money just because we don't know what we're doing while we wait for this thing? Because it may not be back this year, because we've got stuff on the agenda from 2 years ago. So, you know, we may never see this motion again if it goes off. And right now is when we need to get this advice to save the foundation money. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I have no more speakers on the list at this point, so I'll ask the secretary to call the roll on the vote.
Carolyn on the stack, please.
Let me remind people. Oh, I'm sorry.
Carolyn on the stack, please. Point of information.
What is your question, Carolyn?
I joined the call late. I would like to hear the motion read before voted on. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
As usual.
I'm going to ask the secretary to read the motion. We are discussing the motion to refer. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, Serene.
On the thanks on the motion of. From Director Kim Kaufman, HR employment attorney must be available to provide legal counsel to the board during any employment or personnel discussions. Lydia Brazan brought a motion to refer to the personnel and finance committees. That is the question, to refer Ms. Kaufman's motion.
All right. And so
what
does it say? Can you please repeat that? The personnel and what's the other committee that we're referring it to?
Finance.
Two, which are being referred to two committees.
Janet.
Okay.
Janet.
They haven't been formed.
Janet, you're not.
Point of order.
Janet, you are not recognized.
This is Kim.
I know that.
Just in case people are confused, I will repeat the motion. Lydia moved to refer this item to the finance and the personnel committees. That is what you are voting for. If you vote yes, you're voting to refer it. If you vote no, you are voting to continue discussion.
This is Kim.
Brian Edwards, speaker.
This is Kim.
I vote yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
No.
KPFK Rodrigo Agreta?
Did you hear him, Serene?
No, I'm sorry. Did he say yes or no? I heard. I couldn't make out the answer.
Yes.
Thank you. Agueta votes yes. Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Brazan votes yes. Hoffman?
No.
Kaufman votes no. Reyes?
Yes.
Reyes votes yes. Kasanov?
Yes.
Kasanov votes yes. Hank Lamb?
I'll pass for the moment.
Hey, George Ryder?
No.
Richard Uzzell?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Manajay Saba, not with us. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yeah.
Diaz votes yes. Lizette King? Lizette, pound one.
I said no.
Oh, I'm sorry, King votes no. Tony Norman? Can't hear you, Tony. Heather Gray?
No.
Heather Gray votes no. Doreen Roberts votes yes. Going back, Hank Lamb?
All those yes.
Lamb votes yes. Tony Norman, I didn't hear you. Pound one to unmute. We're not hearing you, Tony. Pound one. Okay. Cheer. One moment for the count. The count is 10-8, Madam Chair. 10 yes, 8 no.
Thank you.
You wish to vote?
No, I don't wish to vote. Present but not voting. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so the motion has been referred. The next item is the issue of recording PNB executive sessions raised by Lydia Rizan and resent to the board this afternoon by myself. Lydia.
So I would like to move to table this item because I think, we've gone, it is by email, Kim was unable to find the 2012 motion and thought there should be an additional motion under this item. I can do one. It's basically to adhere to the existing motions, but let's table it.
Okay, so
we can get committees.
So, Lydia, you're moving to table this motion? You really weren't.
It's not a motion. It was an item.
Okay, you're moving to table this item.
Yes, in the interest of time so we can get to committee.
Okay,
this
very good.
This is Kim.
I'm sorry, there's no discussion on a motion to table. So
this is Kim. I would like to speak.
Kim, there's no discussion on
if
a motion to table.
If I have to make
table.
A point of personal privilege, then I will
what
do that.
What is this? This
she mischaracterized what I said.
Oh,
there
I'm
apparently
sorry.
Was no motion I was going to look for, and I explained that on an email today.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was misinformed about that, and I told her if she wants to table it, that's fine, but
okay.
It has nothing to do with anything I said I would do or not do, or
very
any
good.
Motion that I was supposed to look for, because there is no
okay.
motion.
Noted.
She
thank you very much.
Wants to table it, that's her business.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to the motion to table? Hearing none, that will be the order. We will table this item. Okay. Okay, so now the next motion before us is the hiring of general managers. This is a motion presented by Hank Lamb, and I will ask first if there is a second to this motion. It's in your agenda.
Second, Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Thank you. Okay, Hank, would you like to motivate your motion, please?
Yes. We've had 4 out of 5 general managers change within the last year, and that is not any sort of stability. It was not necessarily guided by the PNB, although it was a decision made by the executive director who is under our guidance, or should be. And I just think that a way to bring some stability back for a little while is not to just willy-nilly hire and fire. I know it's not literally willy-nilly, but it's excessive at this point. And we need to slow down on these things. We've hired back people that were sent away for other reasons.
Don't, okay.
Point of order.
let's keep this to open session discussion. Okay?
I'm not saying anything that everybody doesn't know.
Okay.
Point of order.
Anyway,
hold on,
know.
Kim. Let him finish, and then I'll recognize your point of order.
At any rate, there is one aspect of this that I might consider an amendment to, and that is from 30 days to 60 days, although the KPFA case is long overdue anyway.
Okay.
I understand that, you know, 30 days might be a pretty big rush on getting background checks, references, and everything covered when we don't have an in-house HR.
Thank you, Hank. Kim, what is your point of order?
Well, he did not speak to the motion that he presented.
Mm. What do you mean?
Yeah, I just did.
Are we looking at different agendas?
Why don't you read his motion?
Why doesn't Hank read his motion? You read your motion.
Move that the executive director present to the Pacifica National Board the proposed GM candidate to hire at any station from the pool of candidates submitted by the local station board no later than 30 days from LSB submission of candidates pool, meaning to the ED. In the case of KPFA, which has been sitting a while, this shall be done no later than 15 days from now. And this was written over 15 days ago, so... You know, we're into overtime on all this, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Point of information, George.
Go ahead, George. What is your question?
I don't understand how this motion actually prevents turnover of GMs. It seems like hasten the reappointment of GMs, I suppose. But my question is, when it says, move that the executive director present to the Pacifica Radio National Board the proposed GM candidate, is that to be approved by the board, or is that for the information of the board?
Oh, Hank?
That brings up a good point. I was thinking that in D.C. we had discussed not having the ED do... that level of personnel changes for a time period without our approval? Madam Chair. That's about as far as I can say.
Okay.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
I think I heard Lydia. Was that Lydia?
I hear that as yes.
To my question, that is to say, the meaning of present then is for approval. That's my interpretation of what Hank just said. I'd like to be on the stack to move that this motion be not considered because it violates the bylaws.
It does not violate the bylaws.
All right.
I read it.
Please, do not speak unless you are recognized.
Madam Chair, Summer.
Hi, Summer. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Sounds like you've been busy. Okay.
Serene for the stack after George.
Okay.
Kim was on the stack before Serene.
And I heard...
Point of order.
Carolyn?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes,
Richard.
Carolyn is on the stack. Thank you.
Hold on. The stack I have... What is your point of order, Richard?
I would like to ask the chair to rule this motion out of order because it is a clear violation of our bylaws.
Okay. Well, someone will have to... show me where in the bylaws, because I don't have time to look at it.
Article 7, Section 3D.
Could you read it, please?
Both the executive director and or the LSB may initiate the process to fire a station general manager, however, to effectuate it. Both the executive director and LSB must be fired, said general manager, if the executive director... This one is just on
terminating.
Terminating somebody.
Point of order, this is Jose Luis Fuentes.
What is your point of order, Jose Luis?
There's no motion for you to rule this out of order. It's not a substitute motion. What are we doing?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah, there is a motion. I was asking that motion.
Hank's motion is... Hank's motion is on the table. Richard was asking me to rule it out of order, but Richard doesn't have the appropriate language from the bylaws for me to consider that, so I'm going to go on. I have on the stack people who wish to...
Thank you. I'll keep looking.
Jose, I have, let's see, Carolyn, Kim, George, and Serene. Anybody else? I hope Jose Luis is keeping track of time. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Excuse me, point of information?
Yes, Tony, what is your question?
My phone went out. Where are we? I was with Dad for about...
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on item E on the agenda, hiring of general managers. Hank Lamb has presented his motion. It has been seconded, and we are having discussion. Let's see. Carolyn.
Madam Chair, point of order?
Yeah, thank you. I'm on the stack.
I'm sorry, Carolyn. Hang on 1 second. What is your point of order, Lawrence?
My point of order is, isn't there a standing rule for 2, 4, and
That's only on moving items around on the agenda, not for general discussion. The rule on general discussion is that every director may, if he or she chooses, speak twice for 90 seconds. If that happens, if everybody speaks, everybody who wants to, speaks twice for 90 seconds, then we automatically come to a vote. Carolyn has the floor.
And Madam Chair, this is Summer. This affects my ability to do my job. May I be put on back somewhere where appropriate, please?
Sure. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, my point is that this is out of order, so I support Richard's request that you rule it out of order. It's an infringement on the executive director's rights and powers, and we are flirting with yet another lawsuit here. So I would urge you to avoid that by ruling this out of order.
Chair, Lucette for the stack.
Okay, I'll put you on the list, Lucette.
Madam Chair, this is Richard. I'll bring my point of order back. I was reading D, and it should be B in Article 7, section.
Point of order?
Serene, what is your point of order, Serene?
I believe the member should rejoin the stack.
Well,
you don't jump in when you find something.
Yeah. I think he has a point of order, and that takes precedence. So I.
Right, but he still needs to be recognized.
Yes, I agree. So I will recognize Richard for his point of order.
Okay, thank you. The bylaws that this motion would violate is Article 7, Section 3B, not D, B. And it says to screen and select a pool of candidates for the purpose for the position of general manager of its respective radio station, from which pool of approved candidates the executive director shall hire the station's general manager. The LSB may appoint a special subcommittee for this purpose. And I ask that since that this is a clear violation of our bylaws, I ask the chair to please rule it out of order.
Point of information.
I'd like to respond.
Point of information.
Hold on a second. The chair is not clear that it's a violation of the bylaws because it does not prohibit the executive. I'm sorry. Not prohibit the executive director from doing her job. Brian, did you want to speak to the point of order?
Was that a ruling, Madam Chair?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
Oh.
I'm seeking advice. The question of whether I think the critical question is the question that George raised, whether or not this is for approval by the PMB or advice to the PMB. And once I'm clear on that question, I think.
Okay. This was Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA, wanting to speak to the
point
happened?
Of order. Thank you. Okay, so Jose Luis.
You know, wait, hold on.
Wait, Brian.
You got a rule on the point of order, and then if someone wants to appeal it, we can have a debate.
Okay.
Point of order, about the point of order.
Yes, George, go ahead.
The chair can, in fact, ask for the opinions of the board before ruling. That's in Robert's prerogative
that's
of the
I
chair.
Thought. Okay, thank
Janet
you.
Janet K., point of order.
So, no, what I'm asking for right now is opinions from members on the question of the point of order. So, if anyone,
back, Madam Chair,
I don't want any new points of order, but I will take people who want to advise.
I'm sorry, point of order. You can't decide on which points of order you want to take.
Well, just hang on. Let's try and resolve this one before we go on to another one. You know, it's not helpful.
People make points of order when they want to.
Information. Janet K. Point of order.
Hold on a second.
Brian,
does anyone want to speak to the question?
Brian.
And Benito.
Okay.
And George.
Thank you. I am going to recognize these people to advise the body on the question of the point of order. Then I will make a ruling, and then we can go from there. I heard Brian, George, and Benito. And
Jose
then,
Luis.
And Serena.
And okay.
You didn't hear Luzette?
I did. I was just about to say your name, and then somebody else spoke.
All right.
Okay. Benito.
Am I on?
Lucette.
You are now, Green. Yes.
Yes? Okay, hold on.
Oh,
we can hear you,
she,
Janet.
Did
yes.
You know that Janet
I'm
K.
Sorry.
And Janet C. are both on that list? You just
okay.
eliminated us both.
Oh, okay. I'll add you both. Okay.
Yeah, well, we were at the beginning.
Okay.
You are not.
Oh, no, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
This is in response to my request for advice from the board.
Right.
Go ahead.
This is Serene. Did you hear me on the screen?
I got you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Brian.
So the bylaws say the local station board creates a pool and the executive director shall hire a general manager from that pool. This doesn't contradict that. It creates a timeline. Currently that timeline is 30 days. And it creates a process. The executive director has to take their pick to the national board for ratification. There's not a conflict there. In fact, I'll refer everyone to Article 9, Section 7 of the board, which says that the executive director is supervised by the board, and in Section B says, subject to the control of the board, the executive director shall have general supervision, direction and control, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's, you know, it's a timeline and a process imposed on something that's there. There's no conflict with the language of the bylaws.
George.
General supervision is not.
Jack.
general supervision is not taking out of the hands of the general manager a decision which is placed in her hands by the bylaw. It's not the same thing.
It clearly gives her that
decision to say, well, okay, well, but really the PNB, because it has supervisory capacity, will make that decision if it so chooses. It's not really reading the intent of the bylaws clearly.
Okay, Carolyn, on the fact too, please.
Excuse me. I want to ask everybody who is not speaking to mute their phones. We'll try and get through this as quickly as possible.
Monty, could you add Carolyn to the fact, please?
Thank you. Go ahead.
Right after Hank.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Here we go. All right. Benito.
Well, Brian already said what I was getting ready to say. I would like someone who is opposing this motion to try to explain to me what in the motion restricts any kind of decision making on the part of the direct of the IED. As Brian just stated, as I read it, at least, the motion simply lays out a process.
Thank you.
So
all right.
Someone please explain to me what I don't understand.
If I get back on the stack.
Well, okay, I'll add you for a second round, George. Okay. Okay, Luzette.
Actually, I'll prefer to wait and see how the chairs, what do you call it again?
Rules.
I'll wait to see how that goes, and I'll go on the stack then.
Okay, thank you. Serene.
In the interest of time, I'll pass because I think Brian has clearly explained the situation. Thanks.
Okay. Janet Kay.
Yes, mine was more a point of order about one of the directors calling out without being recognized by you. In the future, please do not recognize somebody who just calls out.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And I will make every effort to do as you say and to ask people to ask to be recognized before they start speaking. Janet Coleman.
You a few moments ago said you were conferring with somebody about this. Are you in conference now with somebody who's giving you that kind of legal advice?
I'm in conference with all of you. I'm not in conference with anyone else.
So people are calling in and suggesting things. Okay, that's...
What? What do you mean?
You just said that you were in conference now about some issue, about the issue of this motion.
No. You misunderstood me. I never said that. I'm requesting assistance from the body, as George pointed out.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Because
all
I
right.
thought you had been distracted for a moment and were actually talking to somebody on the call.
I asked someone to close the curtains in the room I'm in because the sun is so hot.
Okay.
It made me uncomfortable. Thank
you.
Okay. Kim.
Skype.
Kim, go ahead.
First of all, please read the motion. You're referring to this as 30 days. It says in the motion 15 days. Second of all, as I stated earlier, Hank, when he presented this, seemed to be conflating IGMs and GMs. I mean, clearly, in the case of KPFK, the general manager resigned.
Wow.
Okay.
What do you mean, wow?
Please, don't do that.
This motion would not address that. Thank God. This seems to be aimed only at the KPFA decision right now. Supervising, as Brian read, is for all other matters not defined specifically as the GM hiring process, which is specifically defined in the bylaws. So I believe this is, violating the bylaws as stated. And there is no way to determine how long background checks are going to take, especially since we have no HR employees or counsel or advisors to help us through these issues. So this is tying the hands of moving forward with trying to...
Time is up, Kim.
Time is up.
Can I go back on the staff, please?
My sentence.
Oh,
okay?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Kim. So sorry.
Well, it wasn't you. It was, you know, the other, you know. So this is tying the hands of trying to accomplish business for this organization.
Thank you. I'm Jose Luis, and I'll time you. Go ahead. Jose Luis?
I passed.
Okay, thank you.
Summer, at some point on this?
You're on the list, Summer. Carolyn. Carolyn?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. I was muted. Yes, I think Brian's point is mistaken because the supervision or the supervisory function of the board is not designed to override the bylaws. And clearly what this motion does that. So to interpret that is specious. It really doesn't apply here. The bylaws are the bylaws, and supervision, as I understand it, means to make sure that the ED does what she is supposed to do and what is in the bylaws and the function. We've already interfered with that function to some extent, and I don't want to see it happen anymore. So I would seriously urge us not to play with this and to just declare that motion out of order because it directly conflicts with the bylaws, and it puts us in a very bad position of doing so for a very wrong reason.
Kim, to the stack, please. Can you put me back on?
If we're going to do a second round. Hank.
Wait a minute. Hank, yeah.
Can you just say who's on the stack?
I have Hank, Tony.
I've been on the stack.
Hold on, Hank, Tony. Summer has asked to speak, and George wants to speak on the second round.
And I do too, Janice.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Hank.
Okay. And Section 7 under the description of the executive director, Part B, the very first sentence says, subject to control of the board, the executive director shall have general supervision. Subject to our control, not our direction, not our supervision, anything. Control. It's in the bylaws and it supersedes all other bylaws when it comes down to dealing with the executive director and her duties. We are in control of the foundation. We hire her as a manager. She manages in the form we seek to have her managed, not in her own form, but in our designed form in here. It's written in. The very first sentence says, subject to control of the board. The executive director shall have general supervision, direction, and control of the businesses and the officers of the foundation, and the primary responsibility of implementing the directives, decisions, policies of the foundation and the board pertaining to administration. It doesn't say she, you know, runs and does what she wants on everything. It says she does what we want her to do.
Thank you.
Subject to control.
Hold on. Tony, what?
That's directly reading from it.
Thank you. Kim is, Tony is next. Go ahead, Tony.
Richard to the SAG.
I didn't think I signed up for the stack, but I'll pass.
Okay, thank you. I thought I heard your voice. I apologize. Okay, Richard, go ahead.
No, there are other people that have, aren't there?
No, there are only second speakers. You haven't spoken yet on this matter.
Summer staff, Tony.
Okay. I think it's real interesting. We at our first in-person meeting in Washington D.C., the board majority kept us from having the orientation as to the length that we have asked for. There's a lot of lack of knowledge here.
Point of order.
The last director.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Excuse me. What is your point of order, Hank?
He's ascribing motive to what happened at that meeting, and
yeah, we've been
no, I'm not.
The ones yeah.
No, I'm not. No, I was not. I was saying.
Excuse me.
I was saying that
you said the majority did it to stop.
Hold on, Hank. Richard.
What did I say?
You said it sounded like you were saying that the board majority did something for a particular reason that's not appropriate. So just
heaven forbid, I won't take that back.
You're perfectly
point of procedure, Madam Chair.
Excuse me, I'm going to ask Richard to continue with his comments.
Okay, and I hope my time didn't get wasted while that was going
not.
On.
Madam Chair.
Carolyn, could you wait till Richard's done speaking, please?
No, it is not, because you took Hank's point of order, which interrupted Richard, and I'm asking for a point of procedure, asking you not to do that, please. If you're going to take points of order and interrupt speakers, then please do it for everyone.
Okay.
Otherwise, please do not do that. Thank you.
I will do that. Thank you. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay. The director, for whatever reason, mentioned that how much control we have. That sounds pretty draconian to me. We don't have just endless control. We have bylaws that show what the people that work for us job is. We do not. Our job is not, even though it, you know, as some people like to think in terms of control. Our job is not to micromanage our employees. And the bylaws specify what the employees are supposed to do. That's enough. We do not need to come in and micromanage. And that's what, if it was assumed that the other bylaws thing quoted gives us, quote-unquote, control, that's not true. We do not have endless control. We have a job as board member.
Don't speak out, please.
As board member, and it's unfortunate that apparently many of us don't know what our job of board members is. Thank you.
Be quiet. Everybody be quiet. Lawrence has asked to speak. He's a first-time speaker. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Madam Chair, I'm just trying to figure out where I'm at since you said I was after Tony, and Tony was before Richard, and you skipped over me.
I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to figure out where I'm supposed to be now.
I apologize. I intended you to be after. I misspoke because at that point I thought that Tony was.
Oh, got still, you. After the second round people as well?
After the first round people and then before the second round.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Jim, to the back.
Okay.
I think it's pretty much clear that what Director Hank Lamb read makes it pretty clear for you, and it should assist you very well in making a decision to not overrule the motion from Director Hank Lamb. Thank you.
Okay. Jim.
Yes.
You said Kim?
No, Jim.
Oh.
Yeah. It seems as though we're misinterpreting the motion altogether. The motion simply talks about time. It talks about once the GM has selected a GM, that it should be within whatever many days, 15 to 30 days, to present that person to the board. That's all they're talking about. I don't understand what the problem is.
Thank you, Jim. All right, Summer, go ahead.
Thank you, Mark. Okay. What I have to say here is I agree that the time lag is unacceptable. However, the fault does not lie with me. This board voted that I could have no human resources personnel whatsoever. My job description says that I supervise a human resources director. We don't have the staff that my job description says I supervise. It is not fair to me to say, well, you have to produce these results within these number of days or else it's on your head, when the board refuses to allow me to have the staff necessary to do that. The reason I slept on a plane last night flying to Washington, D.C. is I don't have enough time in the work week to be able to fly in the daytime like a normal human being and sleep at night, because I needed to work all day yesterday until 8 o'clock at night and all day today fresh off the plane. This is like a battered woman and an abusive husband who steps on her neck and keeps saying, get up, because if you are going to insist that things be done on certain timelines while refusing to provide me with the resources to actually do them, that is not only unfair, it's legally unconscionable. So on some levels, beyond what the bylaws say, How can this board expect to be able to get the appropriate results while refusing to have a $13 million a year company with 130 paid employees and not allow me to even have a two-day-a-week human resources personnel? That's what we're talking about here. I've sent everyone the message from our insurance broker today. This is a legal liability issue for us as an organization that, so if, you know, regardless of what you pass, and there is a difference, I believe the chair said, for the board to ratify my decision. So that's not just knowing about what my decision is. That's for the national board to usurp the authority of management to make a decision.
Summer,
there's a difference. Okay, well, there's a difference between being informed and making the final decision. And the company has to have the resources necessary to be able to perform the work within a timely manner. I cannot be the executive director, the human resources director, the program director, and
Summer,
every other position that we don't have filled. Okay, I understand, but this is affecting directly how I do my job. I'm asking the board to provide human resources. Okay, thank you.
Hank, to the second round.
Hold on a second.
Hold on a second.
I want everybody to hold on a second. First of all, I want to point out that the decision not to have a human resources person in the national office was a decision that was made by last year's board. It's just now surfaced with this board. I think we need to put it on the agenda and talk about it as soon as possible. We need some financial figures, which we've asked for. There are many things that we need to do, but this is not this is only recently brought to the attention of the new board, and I want that to be clear. At this point, I am ready to rule on Hank's motion, and my ruling is that it is in order, that it is not a violation of the bylaws, and I would appreciate somebody making an amendment to change 30 days to 60 days because I think that's a reasonable change.
I'd like to challenge the ruling of the chair.
I second the ruling.
Hold on. Everybody be quiet. I'm not going to recognize anybody until you're all quiet. Thank you. All right.
Madam Chair, a secretarial privilege.
Yes.
I was attempting to move it. I don't know whether someone else.
Point of order. I don't know anything about secretarial privilege. Would you please explain what it is?
It means if you expect me to report it, I better be able to hear it, George.
Okay.
I didn't hear who moved. I moved it, but I think I heard someone else doing it just seconds before.
To change 30 days to 60?
That's correct.
Yes. Okay. Who said that? Whoever you were, you weren't recognized. But
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Hold on, Richard.
Asked for a point of order.
Hold on, Richard.
To challenge you. Thank you.
Yes. I'll give you an opportunity. Hang on 1 second.
Madam Chair, Lawrence to the sec.
All I want to know is somebody ready? I've made a ruling. There's going to be a challenge to the ruling. We're going to deal with that. But I just want to know if someone has made a motion.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, George. What is your
only thing on the floor now is your ruling.
Thank you.
We are not in a position of taking amendments
until
that ruling is disposed of.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay. So you've heard my ruling. My ruling is that the motion is in order, and I hear that Richard wants to challenge the chair.
And I'd like to be on the stack.
Thank you.
Kim was on the stack before. Hold on.
I was seeking advice from the body. I hope George can answer this. I hope I'm not required to hear people say the same things over and over again. Thank you. So at some point I felt like I had enough information.
Chair?
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I made a ruling. Richard has now challenged the ruling of the chair.
Right.
That is the matter before us. So what we are going to discuss is whether or not to uphold the ruling of the chair. I would ask that people be brief, that you not repeat things that other people have said, and that we move quickly to a vote on this matter. That is my request.
Give me the stack.
Hold on.
Am I on the stack?
Okay, sure. I need a new piece of paper here. And we are now discussing the rule.
Such information? What, me?
Hold on. Just 1 second, Adriana, and then I'll call on you.